It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I was laughing so hard I almost shit my pants.
Almost?
There's a boat leaves for Bulgaria at 6 o'clock and you're going to be on.
Bulgaria! Bulgaria!
Viva Bulgaria!
A vivo! A vivo! A vivo! By the boom!
Boom! Get a racket! Pit a pit a cat! Rah, rah, rah! Bulgaria!
Hey, Stooges, I love them. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget, it's next Friday night, 8:08 at 8. The party on the 8th. Join us at Bungalow Billiards, 13891 Metro Tech Drive, Chantilly, Virginia. Bungalow Billiards, we're going to be there. The Buzz Babes are going to be there. Rob's going to be wearing goggles and a scarf. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No, that's
another
something
thing.
Different. October.
Rob's going to have a big makeover. It's going to be a lot of fun. I am very, very excited to have this gentleman on the show. Please welcome number 48 himself, Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy, thanks for coming on the show.
How's it going?
It's going great, and congratulations on another great season for you.
Thank you.
You're fourth in the Sprint Cup standings.
For now.
And you just won. At there you go. See? There's that attitude.
There you
I
go.
Love that. Andy, you just won at Indianapolis. It seems like, you know, I'm not the greatest knowledgeable NASCAR fan, but I would think you're peaking at the right time, Jimmy.
Yeah, we certainly are. We got off to a slower start than we would want. But you know, our season's long, and a lot can take place over 36 points races that we have. So we're making the most of it, and we're peaking at the right time, as you said.
Pocono Raceway is coming up. You've won twice there before. Does having a win on a track like that give you any kind of edge, or is it always kind of a clean slate when you're going into a new race?
With this car up tomorrow, we're coming to a lot of these tracks for the first time with it, so it's really a clean slate. Mm. We ran there in the spring and ran really well, so I'm excited to go back, and I feel that we've improved our stuff since then. So I still have a good feeling about the race, but unfortunately, that the car we ran before is no longer.
It's good. What happened? Did it blow up or something, or what?
No, NASCAR switched to the car of tomorrow.
The car of tomorrow. That sounds very futuristic.
Like Disney.
It doesn't look it, but it's this new vehicle that we ran in a limited schedule last year and then full-time this year. So the overall design of it is much different than what we've had before.
I'm going to blow a little smoke, if you don't mind here, Jimmy, because it's all true. It just seems I never turn on a race where you're not in the thick of stuff. What is the secret to your consistency? I mean, it really does seem like you're always in the hunt.
Well, I mean, we've got a great race team. I've got great equipment and drive for Hendrick Motorsports, and that's started to really not do well there. But we've had our struggles this year and have had to work really hard to get our cars back on top where they should be. I think these long races suit my style. Mm. This car with more horsepower versus, you know, like the Nationwide Series, other stuff I've raced, it just all works well for us, and we've been up front a lot.
Are you ready for some of my stupid NASCAR questions that I'm going to ask you now?
I can't wait.
Okay, here we go. You constantly hear about tires in NASCAR. It's always about tires. Is that the most important thing when you're coming down to the stretch? If you're going to be at the end of a race, it's always about tires. Earlier in the season, I heard some drivers complaining, you know, like slamming some of the manufacturers of tires. It seems to be, you know, for somebody that just looks out there and says, all right, you know, you put new tires on, go ahead, you're all set. But it's a pretty big deal in NASCAR, isn't it?
Yeah, tires are really important. I mean, we have the only four things touching the ground. So the setup of the car, the horsepower, the aero balance of the car, the shock package, all of those things are affecting how hard each individual tire is being used. So if you overwork one of them, you're going to make it mad, and that tire is going to give up, and you don't have the comfort or the speed in the car that you need. So,
and I would assume the heat has something to do with it too. Like if you're racing during, you know, the hotter months, that plays a role. Is, I mean, that's going to obviously make the tires wear out a little quicker, or am I wrong?
Absolutely,
about that?
They're oil based, so the warmer the asphalt is, and the hotter the temperatures are outside, the softer the tire gets, the faster it wears,
and
less grip you have.
Jimmy, would you take some calls from our listening audience, because people are kind of going bananas right now on the phone.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to lock you in here. I did want to ask you, you started as a kid racing motorcycles. Do they still let you do that, hop on a bike once in a while?
No. I have one that sits in my garage, and I look at it. I'm just afraid to get on it and ride it.
And that's a contract thing, too, right? They're saying, you know, don't bang yourself up on a motorcycle or you'll be in trouble.
Those contracts, you know?
Hey, you've done all right, you know?
Jimmy,
go ahead, Rob.
I'm intrigued by this car of tomorrow, but what's it like when NASCAR, as just like an organization, comes down and says, okay, the car you've been driving, you can't drive that anymore. You're going to drive this car. And is that tough? And are certain drivers more adaptable to when they do that? Or what's that like?
Yeah, it's been a big learning curve for a lot of the teams. Last year, we ran a partial schedule with it, and it gave the teams and drivers a chance to get used to it. This year, we've taken it to all the racetracks and higher speed racetracks, which has been difficult to sort out. The aero balance of the car is much different than what we've had in the past. And the cars are very sensitive. At 200 miles an hour, the aerodynamics of the car have a large part of how it handles and how it drives. So it's been a moving target, to say the least. And we got off to a slow start on the big tracks. And here over the last 2 months, we've really made some good gains to make the car stronger.
How do you get along with Denny Hamlin? Do you get along well with him?
Yeah. We haven't run into each other, flipped each other off lately, so we're good.
Okay. He was in my kitchen one night getting licked in the face by my dog. I just thought I'd throw that in there. And Jimmy, you're welcome to come to my kitchen anytime, really. I think it would be great. He actually almost won the following week, but he didn't win the whole thing.
Come over if he won, though.
When you're driving your own personal vehicle, I've always asked this of guys that do what you do. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think I asked Denny this one night. Is it tough for you to stay off the accelerator? I mean, when you're out there, like driving with all the other schmoes that are out there?
As long as I'm passing someone, I'm okay.
It's natural. It's natural. Let me take a few calls for Jimmy. A lot of people, sure. You know, NASCAR is the hottest thing. Does mm-hmm. that still blow you away, Jimmy? The unbelievable popularity of NASCAR and specifically the merchandising that they have. I mean, it seems like every year it's getting bigger and bigger. Does that still surprise you?
You know, it does, and it surprises me more that I'm a part of this whole thing and actually doing well with it. You know, this sport is really something amazing, and I think when we're in tough times economically like we are right now, you see the fans still show their support, and it's not easy for anyone right now to afford gas prices and all the things that are going on in our world. So to see the fans still show up like they do says a lot about our sport.
Let's take some calls. Everybody wants to talk. I'm going to start out with one of our buzz babes. She's one of our spokesmodels for the show. She hasn't shown up yet at an event, but she still considers herself a buzz babe. Mandy. Mandy, you want to talk to Jimmy Johnson?
Oh, my goodness. I would love to talk to Jimmy.
Here he is, live and in person for you.
Oh, my gosh, Jimmy. First of all, I'm speechless, so I wrote some things down here so I wouldn't lose my nerve.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Good prep.
And Mike and Buzz, I also wanted to say hello, and I apologize. I am in the sunshine state right now.
Okay, so. Go ahead. What's your question for Jimmy?
I have a question, though. You're on payroll, and you have not made an event yet?
No, I'm not. I'm still a nominee. I'm not an official Buzz.
Oh, okay.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, what's your question? Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate it. Hey, Jimmy, working the Buzz Babes. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Right?
You got to get up here and be in studio, Mandy. What's your question for Jimmy Johnson, real quick?
Okay. I watch every single race and everything, and I was just wondering, like, how nerve-wracking it was on Sunday, like, with the whole tire issue, because I was blown away. Like, I felt NASCAR kind of handled it good, but it was kind of like, you know, stop, go.
All right, Mandy, we'll let you hang up and listen. We're going to let you listen to the answer. Go ahead,
okay.
Jimmy, go ahead and answer Mandy.
She's a big fan.
She is a huge fan.
She is.
It definitely was nerve-wracking, and we just didn't know how hard we could run the cars and how long the tires were going to last. So as the day went on, we got a decent feel for it. I thought NASCAR called a great race. I hate that we were in that position, and I can say that everybody does. Goodyear, NASCAR, teams, drivers, I mean, nobody wants to be in that position. But I thought we did the best that we could, and at the end when Carl and I were racing with like 7 to go, running as hard as we were, in the back of my mind, I'm just thinking, I hope these tires stay on. I hope that, you know, I don't lose a tire in the last corner, come to the checkered flag of the Brickyard 400 and don't win this thing.
Man, you never know. Yikes. And it's always, you know, I think that with all the glitz and all the you know, the flash and the celebritydom of NASCAR, you forget that, you know, these guys are out there every week. And you never know what's going to happen. Let's go to Jamie in Sacramento, California. Jamie, you got a question for Jimmy Johnson.
Sure do. Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
Good.
Hey, question is, I read on ESPN last night, or I was watching the ticker, Randy Moss Motorsports, you're going to jump into the Craftsman Truck Series.
I am. Excellent. Trying to get some more exposure and more seat time at the Bristol racetrack, and I think that the trucks are the closest thing to a cup car. Yep. And the team that Randy bought has a great relationship with Hendrick Motorsports and with Chevrolet and GM, and just got all worked out to where I'm going to hop in that truck and go get some laps.
You got a number for us?
The number 81.
81, excellent. We'll be looking for you.
All right, we'll take four quick ones real quick. We know Jimmy's time is a hell of a lot more valuable than mine. Mark in Modesto, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show with a question for Jimmy Johnson real quick.
Hey, Jimmy, great to talk to you.
Hey, do you think the tires are going to catch up to the car of today? I mean, it seems like the car is outrunning the tires. I think Mandy kind of took my question away from me. Was it a little bit easier to do 14, 10-lap shootouts? Or
all right, thank you for the question. Jimmy, that would be the very first question that I have no idea what the guy was talking about.
Man, with the less downforce the car of tomorrow has, we've got a tire problem that we're trying to understand. It's the first track where it's really shown up and been a big issue. I wish we could have run longer. I think our car was more dominant in the long run, and I'm so glad, though, that we won it on the short run.
Hey, I know what I wanted to ask you, which is more important, if you had to choose between the two, winning the Daytona 500 or winning the points race every year?
You know, in our sport, the Daytona 500 is everything.
That's the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, that's it. Growing up in Southern California, I thought I was going to race Indy cars, so Indy has a very special place in my heart, but the Daytona 500 is it.
Okay, we know you have to go. We're going to just take a couple more quickies for you here. John in Rochester, New York, you're on with Jimmy Johnson. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, just want to say a quick, Mike, love the show.
Thank you.
Jimmy, I want to know, do you think you're going to run any nationwide races? And we never heard if you ever have any favorite NFL teams. So what's your favorite NFL team?
All right, good question. Hang up and listen. What do you say to that, Mr. Johnson?
You know, I have a lot of friends that play. I grew up in San Diego, so I play for the Chargers. I spent some time in Green Bay, so I love watching the Packers, Carolina Panthers. You know, they're in Carolina where I live. I know the coach and a bunch of the players. I don't really have a good answer for you. I more watch my friends and hope they have a good game, that they win and stuff like that. And I forgot the first part of his question.
That's okay. You're Jimmy Johnson. You don't have to remember it. One more question from our audience, and then I just got a quickie for you. JR from Kansas, you're on with Jimmy Johnson. Go ahead.
Hi, Jimmy. Big supporter of Hendrick Motorsports. What are you guys going to do to compete with the horsepower of those Toyotas, and do you think Kyle Busch is going to falter through the stretch?
Well, I think, to clarify the engine thing, we were on the Cup side. The Chevrolets were given a new engine, some new technology that we've had on the shelf that we weren't allowed to use last year. That technology has not made its way into the Busch series yet. They're trying to run out all the old Cup engines and keep the cost down for the Busch guys. So that's why Toyota's engine is the same Cup to Busch. Chevys don't have the same engine package Busch to Cup. So they're trying to limit the Toyotas to bring them down. But in the Cup series, we're still the same. We've had fair power. Those guys have just done a little better job across the board, and we're finally catching up, and I think we've got something for that 18 going in the stretch here.
Okay, very great. Good. Thanks for the call. And, Jimmy, I just wanted to ask you, I mean, you guys are rock stars. Women pretty much throw themselves at you, when you're off the racetrack and around. I know you're a happily married man, and I know it's a delicate question, but I have to ask you honestly. I mean, we know the truth. That women just, do they throw panties at you or anything like that?
Man, panties being thrown at me. I'm in a race car. How would I even know?
No, I mean, when you're not in the race car, when you're walking around.
That would be dangerous.
It would, because they don't have windshield
that
wipers.
That would be an incredible challenge, I would think. You got to pull it back on your thumb.
Beer cans thrown at me.
Beer cans thrown at you. It does seem to get, tense, but in general, a relatively harmonious year compared to others, or has it been more tense out there between drivers, or has this been a relatively peaceful season in NASCAR?
It's been kind of peaceful. I can say there hasn't been many big flare-ups. We're getting to the part of the year where it's tension's building. People are trying to make the chase, right. And then we got the championship coming. So stay tuned. You will see some tempers flaring soon.
And how much weight do you lose when you're racing in an average race when it's hot out on that track?
It depends. I tried to drink enough Gatorade to where I don't lose any weight, but I'd say on a light day it's probably 2 to 3 pounds, and if I don't drink enough fluid, it's easily 6 to 8 pounds.
Oh my God. That is incredible. And if you weren't racing cars, and I know you've done this between motorcycles and trucks and everything, you've been doing this since you were a kid, if you weren't racing cars, what line of work do you think Jimmy Johnson would be in?
I have no clue. I'd be in big trouble.
I say the same thing about the world of DJ-dom. I truly do. Jimmy, we wish you the very, very best of luck. It's good talking to you. Stay safe out there. And I don't know. I got a hunch. I think you're going to do it with the points. You've done it before. Mm-hmm. And we'll root for you. And good luck on the track, okay? And have a good race at Pocono, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Good luck, Jimmy.
That's Jimmy Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. Man, cool. I swear to God, the phones went bananas.
Oh, they're going
to
melt.
My apologies to everybody that was calling in. We couldn't get all your questions for Jimmy Johnson, but we do have something special for you right now.
Uh-huh.
Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Rob, do you have the music for this right now?
I do indeed.
This is a very new game.
It is.
Now, look, I know I get slammed for the fact that our games have a degree of difficulty.
There's a degree.
But, ladies and gentlemen, I should point out to you that golf is a great game.
That's right.
And the thing that makes that game great
is
the fact that it is elusive.
It's a challenge.
That it is a challenge that is difficult to attempt and a challenge that's difficult to achieve. And this is going to be a good game for
this
all
of you.
This
is a very winnable game. The Absolutely. Question is, at what point? That's the question.
At what point will we get a winner?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, here's the game, ladies and gentlemen. It's called Who Am I?
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as it sounds.
Right. It is. Maybe simpler.
Or is it?
Oh.
We're going to give you a series of facts, 10 altogether.
Uh-huh.
They are arranged, as usual, by degree of difficulty.
Right.
It's very simple. You get on the line at 877-365-3636. We give you the facts. And as we go down the list, the prize money gets lower and lower and lower. And the last value is something like $10, right?
I believe so.
The least you can win.
But you have the potential, if you are some sort of savant, and you get the first fact, which will be a very vague fact.
Yes.
You have the potential to win $500.
I am a man. It would be a good first fact.
So or perhaps a birthday of some sort.
Yeah.
That's a little hint
but
right
maybe
there.
Maybe you know it, and maybe you'll win it.
You might just know it by heart if you happen to be a super fan.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I? Ooh. Buzz will be reading certain ones. I will be, and Rob will be. 877-365-3636. You do have the chance. I should point this out to win $500.
People are going to win something.
Yeah, well, I would assume everybody will win $10.
I would assume that as well.
At the very least.
I bet there's one person who doesn't.
If you want to play Who Am I, America's newest game sensation, get on the line right now, 877-365-3636. We will play Who Am I, coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.